You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us today here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. But not only is she an interior designer that can just completely transform your house, she has her real estate license, and that makes her what the industry calls a triple threat.
Oh, Lindsay, you're so awesome. I love doing the show with you, and I love doing the show with all of our KSL friends. We are so glad you're joining us today. Today we have Matthew Flinders and Drew Armstrong. They are some of the best real estates in the entire state of Utah. Their organization is called Armstrong Flinders at UtahRealEstate.net. And you guys have been doing this since 2000.
Yeah.
We've been
2004, 2005.
That's incredible. Still like each other.
Yeah. We do. We've gone through our rough patches. But.
And you guys have been together longer than most marriages these days.
Well, right. That's true.
That's true. One time about 4 or 5 years in, we were like getting in fights with each other over the way we were going to keep track of our clients. I wanted to keep it on a database, and he wanted to keep it on 3x5 cards. And
don't tell people how old we are, Drew.
It wasn't working. And so we went out and we decided, you know, at some point this partnership is going to be really, really valuable. And and so we
you're going to say what we did, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to say we went and hired a marriage counselor.
Did you really?
We went to marriage counseling.
That's amazing.
Dr. Randy Hyde down in Provo.
I love that. You guys are like brothers. I'm sure it's just best friends, and then, you know, what did you learn? Just hate each other.
What did you learn from marriage therapy?
Marriage therapy. One of the things we learned is you don't go, you know, because we would go and we'd argue. Drew's like, let's buy 2 more computers for here. And I'm like, no, let's not do that. And then Drew would go tell his wife, like, oh, yeah, where Matthew won't do this or that. Anyway, we learned one of the things is don't tell your spouse about the things that, you know, we'll solve in a day or two.
Don't complain to your spouse about the other person.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's something that comes from marriage counseling because, you know, it's one of those things with your kids when they start getting married. You're like, don't bring me your stuff. I don't want to hear about your problem with your spouse unless it's really, really serious, because you resolve that. Mm. And once you've resolved it, it's out of your mind, but it's not out of their mind.
Right. They haven't resolved it.
Yeah.
They're mad at your partner over something that it's like, no, we took care of that like 3 weeks ago, and you're still mad for me about this conflict that occurred within the partnership. And so that was one of the things that we learned to keep our mouths shut about.
I think you guys are so successful. So who's better at what? I think sometimes it's just good to divide and conquer.
We're so different.
You each have your own strengths.
We
do. So tell me who's better at what?
I'm the analytical one, so I overanalyze things, and we're doing a market analysis, and I triple check it, and I'm worried about everybody and the plans they're making, and that they don't get a bad surprise, you know, not netting enough with their house and then buying the next one. And Drew is great. He gets right on the phone. He calls people. He promotes listings. He's talking to people all the time. Sometimes
we realize that I'm running into a problem. You know, Matthew gets so in his head about something sometimes. I'm like, that's going to take a 3-minute telephone call. Just do it.
Just
and
solve
he's
it.
Like,
this
he's been thinking about
like
it
a
for
marriage.
3 hours and I can get it done in 3 minutes. And then there's sometimes it's like, This is kind of a complex situation. Matthew doesn't mind spending 2.5 hours explaining it in so much detail to somebody that they understand right. exactly what's going to happen.
And I'm like, oh my God. Sounds like my marriage. Like, so much fun. Seriously.
Awesome. And this is why we need marriage counseling.
All the behind the scenes of your real estate agent's lives right here.
We had a lot of fun in our office. We learned some other things, too. Those 10 cognitive distortions that we had posted on our wall from that David Burns book.
Yep, for sure. And we learned that, even with our office staff, we're going back 20 years. I remember we read one book that we integrated into our office for a long time called Gung Ho, which is a great one on leading people and celebrating wins with each other. And we did a lot for a long time. We did a lot of crazy things when we ran big teams. But at this point, our office isn't like that. It's Matthew and I, and we've got an assistant and a buyer's agent, and that's it. And we did, $44 million worth of sales.
We were just talking to our assistant this week.
Yep. Between the two of us and our part-time assistant.
So, that's unbelievable. Yeah. You've sold over 2,000 homes. That's incredible.
Yeah. We're workaholics. That's
you
what
are
that
workaholics.
Means.
Right.
And we're also a lot of fun doing it, too.
We're also in counseling for that.
Well, and it doesn't hurt that interest rates are so good right now, right? I'm sure your business is just exploding.
The rates are great. They've gone up just a little bit. Matthew was doing a little bit of study on that because they're going to go up some more.
They're going to go up some more.
They have to.
Lindsay, we were just talking about that. What's happening? Yeah. The Fed's stopping slowing down their buyback program.
Yeah, they're slowing down purchasing their assets. And then there is talk of raising interest rates because the inflation, at one point they said, this is transitory, right? This is going to fade. But now they're saying, we think this might be sticking around. So we may have to implement some controls here.
Right.
And so the interest rates, if the Federal Reserve doesn't buy their mortgage-backed securities as much, then there's less competition to purchase in the
demand.
Open market. Yep. On the secondary market, there's less demand for those, and then rates do rise. That's how they get them to rise, and they're cutting about $5 billion a month, each progressive month, out of their budget to buy back those mortgage-backed securities. What's that going to do?
We're telling our clients. They call us and they say, I don't know. I mean, it seems so competitive right now. Do you think it'll slow down in January or February? And we think, probably not. Supply is really low. Demand is very strong. And waiting till next year could cost you more in the long run, just with a higher payment. You know, if interest rates go up from 3.125, which I think they were this week, up to 3.6 or 3.75, that could cut out maybe $70,000 of purchasing power.
For the average family.
For the average family.
So, just huge numbers.
So I think if you're going to make a move, you know, get serious about it. You know, find out what your house is going to sell for. You know, start looking and make it happen.
Lock that interest rate in. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, and I think as people can't afford to buy the home of their dreams or the home that they want, then that only increases also the rental market. So you're going to have more renters.
Yeah. Right.
So if you're an investor, what a great time to buy as well.
Right. It is a good time to buy. And as interest rates go up and rents go up, I mean, as payments go up on houses. So somebody buys a house and then they and they're at a certain payment. When they go to rent it, then they want to get their payment back. And rents follow interest rates. So as interest rates go up, it's very likely rents are going to continue to increase.
Thank you so much for being on the KSL Home Show with us today. We have Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders. I'm Heather Osmond. We have this great jingle by Matthew. I need a jingle. Matthew, you need to make one for me. This is what we're going to do. We're going to record it off in this commercial break. We'll record it. And then every time she says it, I'll just hit the button.
Hit the button.
Right?
Armstrong and Flinders.
Right. You're hired. I'm Heather Osmond. This is Lindsay Ertz. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. We'll be right back.